Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning, and that means it's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE, and of course, streaming online as well at myalbertlee.com. That's myalbertlee.com. Joining me again on this Saturday morning, Tom Sorensen with Americana Insurance Group. Good morning to you, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
It's been quite the week around Freeborn County and Albert Lee, and our prayers and our thoughts to all those folks that have lost power, and a special thanks to all the linemen that are out there and the emergency service people that are trying to keep people safe during this power outage.
You know, I'm amazed at how people come together on these type of things, and I know it's it's easy for me to say because I think my house lost power for about a half hour is all, and I just feel for those people that have. That's no fun.
No. You take it for granted at times.
You know, really, we do, and I'm guilty of it. So, but thanks to the emergency service people, too.
Absolutely. Let's jump into our program. We do not have an email from a listener this morning, but let's talk a little bit about, you know, the basics of insurance as we kind of put things right in the step process you go through. You know, a lot of times you'll hear insurance agencies talk about pearls, and this is kind of the topic we're going to kind of go through here this morning, Tom.
Right. And what brought up this topic was kind of some of the things that was happening around the area, and then we ended up having this situation this week, where this was before this even happened, but with the collapse of buildings and that, with the snow loads and that.
However, there's actually three main policy forms that are really normally attached to any of these items.
Yeah, so when it pertains to home and farm insurance, each insured should know and review with their agent what form is attached to each of his or her home, buildings, and equipment. I'm going to explain the three main policy forms that are normally attached to these items or coverages to your policy. And Mike, as we talk, as you will see, it's a step-up process that in each form, as you go, you get increased coverage.
Absolutely. So probably the basic form peril that you may see.
Yep. It's the basic form perils. So that is the type of policy only covers perils that are specifically listed. Like the name implies, basic form coverage offers the least amount of protection. So if you find out that you got basic coverage, you got the least amount of protection. Naturally, this form tends to have the cheapest premiums, okay? So there, again, watch out. All of a sudden, somebody might, we have this stuff happen all the time. Someone might say, oh, I'm going to move over here because I can save $400, but they don't realize that that agent put on basic form coverage instead of maybe broad or special, which I'm going to get into.
We've talked a lot about putting the pieces together for your insurance coverage so that if you do have a claim that you are covered, and with Americana Insurance, they invite you to bring in your insurance policy.
Right.
They'll review it. It's not
Absolutely.
That they're going to sell you a hard sell. They just want everyone to be aware because on this basic form, it could include a lot of different things.
Yeah, things that would include on the common form perils are name perils include fire, lightning, windstorms or hail, smoke, explosion, aircraft, vehicles, theft, glass breakage, sinkhole collapse, riot or civil commotion, vandalism, and malicious mischief, and volcanic action. I don't think we got to worry about that around here.
We probably don't have to worry about that.
Hope not, but so.
And then for those folks that are under a farm coverage.
Yes, this is the important thing to take from this. Farm coverage. Take notice, collapse is not a covered peril on snow load on outbuildings. Basically, examples, snow load on outbuildings, or it could even be a wind. So bottom line, if it's not named in the policy, it is not covered. And you know what? We actually just had yet a collapse of a building just on, I believe it was Thursday this week. Again, that the wind ended up taking it down, okay? My guess is there could have been some issues of snow load prior to that, which all of a sudden this caused it.
And if you had just the basic, your SOL?
Yeah, exactly, yes.
All right, so that's just the basic form. Let's take a look at another one, and that's the broad form perils.
Right. So there again, we were on the first step, right? Ground floor, basic form perils. Now we're taking the basic was ground level. Now we're going to take the first step to broad form perils. Broad form policies provide more extensive protection than the basic form. This coverage includes all the named perils that in the basic form. So everything that you had in basic, you're going to get with broad, okay? Plus additional ones such as water damage, falling objects, sudden and accidental tearing apart of heating systems, accidental discharge of liquids or steams, freezing of plumbing, heating systems and appliances, sudden and accidental damage from electrical currents, collapse of weight, including ice and snow. There again, I just was talking about that. Like basic form, broad form is also a named peril policy. Again, it's got to be named in the policy to be covered. So if you don't see a covered peril on the policy, what does that mean, Mike? You're probably paying out of your pocket, right?
Absolutely, yep.
And again, attention to the farmers. Notice collapse is covered with broad form, so I just would mention that. Also, on equipment and livestock, the following coverages are added with broad form coverage: collision and overturn, death of livestock resulting from electrocution, attack by dogs or wild animals, accidental shooting, drowning, and building collapse. So can you think of Nebraska? Did you see some pictures of Nebraska? And
with
you saw
the
where the livestock drowned, okay? Again, basic form wouldn't cover that. Broad form would cover that on the livestock.
And you mentioned as we started the program here, Tom, on our Insights into Insurance program, a lot of folks will kind of shop around, or they're going to pick up the phone and they're going to call the little lizard because he's going to save you money in 15 minutes or more. You have to be careful with those coverages because, again, they may say, oh, we're going to save you $200 a month. You may be on a broad form peril, and they're selling you the basic form.
All I can tell you, Mike, and it happens to us, to be honest with you, we're an insurance agency that sells what I consider we like to sell the more Cadillac-style policy, okay? Because you know why? We want to see our insurance covered when that stuff happens.
It makes it a lot easier for those folks that have the insurance coverage because you can get very frustrated. You always hear the story, you know, you never know what your insurance policy is until you have to file a claim.
Right.
And then it's, oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Exactly. So we have people that will move their insurance, and it might be a farm. We see it a lot on farms because we are knowing that we're known as one of the top farm agents in the area. We're elite certified farm agency for nationwide. We also sell for others, but that just tells you what we are. And we will have people that will that have bought this policy, well, could have been 5, 6, 7 years ago. We told them all about it. All of a sudden, man, this is starting to get, this looks kind of expensive, and go to the next person that might not have that background or that expertise, and all of a sudden they're cutting coverages that they don't even know that we have, and all of a sudden, yeah, it could be less expensive, but they will it be less expensive for them in the long run?
We know a lot of folks in this area live paycheck to paycheck.
Yep.
Some are on
fixed income,
but be very careful because, as I mentioned just a few moments ago, you never know what you have covered on insurance until you actually have a claim. So by all means, give Americana Insurance a call, 377-2000.
That's right.
And bring your insurance policy in. They'll go through it with you and tell you, you know, this is what we can offer. This is what you have. And, you know, they may go back to their insurance agent and say, well, you have me under a broad coverage or you have me under the basic coverage.
Right.
I need to be a little bit more. And truth be told, it could be more expensive than what Americana Insurance can
Absolutely, you're right.
All right, let's take a quick break, Tom. When we come back, we're going to talk about the third policy form on our peril program here with our Insights into Insurance program on KATE 1450.
Life as a farmer has many sides. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer, to help farmers and ranchers stay profitable and protected. With Nationwide, you can feel confident you're getting coverage that fits your operations needs. Find out how to help protect your farm or ranch. Call us today.
For all your farm sides, call Americana Insurance Group, your Nationwide Elite Farm Certified Agency in Albert Lee and Wells today.
For your many sides, there's Nationwide. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning here on KATE. Mike White is your host, along with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance Group. We're talking about three types of policies, Tom, and we talked about just the basic, and that kind of speaks for itself, the broad. Now we have a special form peril policy.
Yes, special form is the best policy that you can purchase anywhere that you can. Now, when I talk about basic, broad, and special, we're talking property. It's anything to do with property, anything from outbuildings to homes to livestock to equipment. Okay, it's got to be property, so nothing to do with liability. So special form, these policy types offer the greatest protection, okay? Unlike basic and broad form coverage, special form policies cover any type of sudden and accidental loss unless it is specifically excluded in the policy, such as earthquakes, backup of sewer and drains, and equipment breakdown. Such protections can be added as options. Remember, backup of sewer and water is not a automatic on policies that has to be added or endorsed, okay? And so we add a lot of those things that we frequently do, such as backup of sewer and drains. Earthquake coverage, I'll be honest with you, we maybe have a couple people that add earthquake coverage on. Should people? I mean, you never know, I guess, you know?
Absolutely.
So those are things that you can add. The way I would look at special form is like this. In basic and broad form, you as a customer have to prove where there is coverage by the peril of coverages, okay? And with special form, the insurance company would have to show proof where it is excluded,
okay?
Now, an adjuster comes out, you don't have to sit and prove things to them. They'll know, yeah, well, this is covered on broad, but it's not covered with special form. Or yeah, you got coverage on that, okay? When I say you have to prove, so that whatever the peril is, you got to prove that in a way, you got to prove it that existed coverage in your policy. On special forms, basically, the insurance company has got to prove to you that it is excluded in the policy. So look at it.
And these are just some quick reviews of each coverage. You know, and the company may have different add-ons or deletions, so that's very important.
And the key is check with your agent, okay? Don't just take my radio show and say, oh, that's what it is. No, check with your agent, as always, okay?
And, of course, on this Saturday morning, we've had plenty of power outages, and I'm sure folks are wondering, you know, what do we do? I would maybe suggest if you have some concerns, call your insurance agent possibly, or just be aware of what is taking place.
Some of the things that I can think of right now with the power outages and what has happened with electrical poles snapping and things like that is, first of all, is your refrigerated and freezer items. Somehow, if you can get the refrigerator items out and put in ice chests or things like that. The other thing is freezers, okay? Depending on how long it goes, okay, the first thing that you would not want to do is open up your freezer, okay? You'd want to keep it closed because that will last quite a time in there because of the actual freezing that was there in the first place, okay? Now, if it's a certain amount of time and you need to get it somewhere to a freezer, yes, get it taken care of. Other thing is maybe that those poles, when they snapped or whatever, could have potentially pulled out your electricity from outbuildings or things like that, okay, then that, again, would be a covered issue.
All right. Just be safe, folks, with these power outages and the poles that are down. They're doing their best. All the linemen are out there doing their best to try and restore power as quickly as possible. Tom, you kind of stepped away because there's a class going on as we speak out of Wedgewood Cove.
Yeah. We've been announcing this for quite some time, but today we got a 55 Alive 8-hour class today going on right as we speak, Mike. We had about 25 participants, I believe is what it was, sign up and to do this. And so we're glad to do it.
All right. And if you do have questions, you can always call Americana Insurance Group
at 507-377-2000.
Or you can email. We always enjoy getting emails from customers or questions that may come up.
And you can email me at insights@americanainsurance.com. Oh, one other thing, Mike. Tree coverage. I want to make sure if anybody has any questions on any downed trees or anything, call their agent.
All right. So that's just a few of the things. Folks, be safe out there with all the power poles that have been snapped off. And for the linemen, the emergency crews, and everyone involved trying to keep things in order or put them back in order, a special thanks to those folks, even those power company linemen that are coming from out of the area.
I know. That's a very nice gesture that they do.
All right. Tom, as always, please be safe. It's a Saturday morning. That'll wrap up this edition of Insights into Insurance with Americana Insurance here on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.